Welcome. You are listening to Not Just a Rainbow with Catherine Cager. All right. Today, I am going to tell you my modest opinion on an interesting topic you probably will love. On June 19, 2023, it'll be the third time that we celebrate Juneteenth. This federal holiday marks the day in 1865 when enslaved people in Galveston, Texas, found out they were free, a whopping 2 years after President Lincoln declared it in the Emancipation Proclamation. Juneteenth has been around for a while, and it's a time for Black people to honor and celebrate their history. People celebrate by eating, drinking, and setting off fireworks. Red drinks are popular too, as a tribute to all the suffering and strength of their ancestors. Cleaver Cruz, who's writing a book called The Black Joy Project and has a digital initiative of the same name, talked about how they've experienced some awful stuff. They said that the joy and pain always go hand in hand, and we need to use one to get through the other. It's going to be an awesome night. On June 19th, CNN and OWN, Warner Brothers Discovery, are teaming up to host Juneteenth, a global celebration for freedom. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, it'll feature a ton of musical acts like Charlie Wilson, Miguel, Kirk Franklin, Nelly, SWV, Davido, Coi Leray, Jodeci, and Mike Phillips. And if you tune in at 7 p.m. Eastern, you'll get to check out some cool stories about amazing Black advocates, trailblazers, and creators. Don't miss out. We have the chance to rejoice in our freedoms and tear down the things that limit us, according to Cruz. We want more of the good stuff and less of what hurts us. Unfortunately, the Black community still faces a lot of pain and unfairness. If you want to make a difference, Impact Your World has put together some great ways to reject racism and celebrate Juneteenth, like supporting charities that work to improve the health, wealth, and joy of the Black community. For Black Americans, the end of slavery was just the start of their journey for equality, which has been going on for 158 years. During that time, racism has been built into society systems and institutions, creating huge differences in income, health, education, and opportunities. Marsha Barnes, founder of the Finance Bar, said that while our predecessors were free, they couldn't make a living wage or get an education without facing some real struggles. According to data from the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, the average Black household's net worth was only about a quarter of the average white household's net worth in the fourth quarter of 2022. Barnes, a certified financial therapist, pointed out that it's essential to take the time to recognize the racial wealth gap that Black Americans face today. She believes that financial literacy and financial wellness are linked and can help to build wealth in the Black community. Home Free USA is a nonprofit that's trying to close the gap between wealthy and low-income people, especially people of color. They created the Center for Financial Advancement to help train and place HBCU students in finance-related jobs. This will help make sure the industry is more diverse and teach everyone important money skills and how to become a homeowner. The African American Alliance for Homeownership is a nonprofit that provides assistance to families to help them get, keep, preserve and sustain their homes. They have HUD-approved counselors who can help out first-time home buyers and those needing to avoid foreclosure. Plus, they've recently expanded their services to include estate plans, resource navigation, home repairs, and energy efficiency upgrades. Former NFL player Warwick Dunn established Warwick Dunn Charities back in 1997 to assist single parents in purchasing homes by providing them with a $5,000 down payment and home furnishings. In a 2021 interview with CNN, Dunn said, "The more I learned, I wanted to give people the opportunity to escape poverty." The nonprofit has now broadened its goals to include economic literacy, health and wellness, educational attainment, job training, and support for small business owners. The National Urban League is dedicated to aiding African Americans in progressing economically, achieving fairness, and attaining social justice. The group works to promote educational opportunities, job training, workforce improvement, and civic participation through both local and national efforts. Racism in America is still a major cause of health and healthcare disparities for Black people. Dr. Barbara Joy Jones, an Atlanta-based family medicine physician, comments on this, saying, "I'm seeing diseases that used to only show up in people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s now in teenagers. According to the CDC, five health conditions disproportionately affect the Black community, including cardiovascular disease, HIV, metabolic syndrome, colon cancer, and mental health conditions. Jones refers to hypertension, diabetes, and obesity as the triad, and attributes it largely to diet. She shares, diet is 80% of health, and access to quality food and education about food has been hard. Jones further explains that the food that African Americans were allowed to eat during slavery were the last scraps, and this has been passed down through culture, leading to a lack of healthy eating. Data from Feeding America indicates that 8 out of the 10 U.S. counties with the highest food insecurity rates are at least 60% Black, and 1 in 4 Black American children are affected by hunger. Tackling hunger, nutrition education, and better food access can make a huge difference. Feeding America runs a network of food banks in mostly Black areas hit hard by the pandemic. Share Our Strength offers a program called Cooking Matters, with cooking classes, grocery store tours, and digital content to help marginalized families across the nation shop and cook with their health and budget in mind. The African American Diabetes Association is working to prevent and delay type 2 diabetes with targeted outreach projects. Even though there has been progress over the years, racism continues to have an effect on the mental health of African American people. Jones explained to CNN that the constant stress and microaggressions in our everyday lives can lead to diseases. The Black Mental Health Alliance and the Trevor Project are two organizations that offer training and networks of mental health providers for the Black and Black LGBTQ communities. Last year, the CDC found that Black people made up 41% of new HIV infections in the U.S. The Black AIDS Institute has been helping Black Americans with HIV, AIDS treatment and care since 1999. They also do research, support groups, and education, and run a clinic to help BIPOC and underserved communities. For centuries, Black joy has been integral to our survival, resistance, and self-growth. But these days, it's often taken advantage of and misunderstood. As Cruz put it, it's so much more than just Black people smiling. To help the Black community process its collective suffering, Cruz created the Black Joy Project in 2015 after the deaths of Michael Brown and Sandra Bland, asking people to share images of joy on social media. Enslaved Black people kept hope alive for their future generations, and that same spirit of optimism lives on today. As Cruz said, joy is something that can't be taken away from us, because it comes from within. Juneteenth is a special occasion to honor freedom, culture, and history, and to support charities that keep Black joy alive through art, music, and other activities. That's all for today. I hope this episode was useful for you all. Do not forget to share my podcast with your friends and see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.